the Boston Symphony Orchestra in actual rehearsal. The program is being prepared by Tor Johnson, guest conductor. Now, the distinguished music critic, Mr. Olin Downs.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tor Johnson, who was the first American conductor to be placed at the head of a great symphony orchestra, namely the Cincinnati Symphony Orchestra, is now rehearsing the Mozart Haffner Symphony, one of the smallest and the greatest and most charming masterpieces of literature in orchestral music. So we will proceed with the symphony.
No change of dynamics on the eighth. Now warm it. Staccato. Shorter. Now come on, first. Yes, just one half note, and that's all we need. Second violins, that lump, bum, 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 ya, ta, ta, tum, ya, ta, ta, tum. The quarter note, a trifle more significance there at the end. The first movement, please. Sorry, Jim, we're going to change our mind. We're going back to the fourth movement. All right, the same one. Fourth movement. Fourth movement, please, of the Haffner.
Yes.
Yes, fourth movement.
Oh.
Second flute, more accent all the way through. We'd have just practically equal with the first flute in this little passage. And after the first eight bars of this first section here, then strings down just a trifle with the added flutes there. And the same thing as when the oboes are added later. Letter B, please. Two ups. This place right here, trifle more accent, probably with the left hand, as you come down there, as we go into it. Then second violins, a little more crescendo than last time. You have, after beginning on your A's, then you have a crescendo on the D's and the G sharp. More crescendo both times than last time, if you would, please. Second bar after B, after the dotted half. The last two eighth notes, still a little cleaner. We need those just a trifle more. A little harder fingers and we have it. Everybody, B. Otherwise, splendid. Good. Chendo! At letter C, can we lighten the quarters again? Yep-ah. After the forzando piano, then lighter quarters each time. And that will keep the whole passage. Four bars before C, if you will. four before C. One minute. And. Less. Now point it. Shh. Shh. Breathless. Ready? Letter E, beginning the third bar after, and we'll use this pattern throughout this movement. After our dee-ya-pa-pa, the next two bars, just a little more relaxed, if you would, please. Just back. Just a tiny main note, just a trifle less. E. Lighter. That's it. Section beginning the ninth bar after G, if you will, strings, particularly the first violins, less, less. And I'll give you a chance there, solo oboe, to just make a little more of the line there, of the change of color, if you will, please. There's one passage which we'd like these chords just before G, the second bar before G. I'd like to lighten those chords a bit, particularly on the second and fourth beats, maybe with the outside, that is the upper two notes of the chord, probably a little more prominent. Rather than the E, the second violins take care of the chord, the C and the E. Divisi, yes. Right, divisi chords. All right. That will fix that. Before G, one, two, three, four, five, six bars, please. Flute's crescendo with this. We. All right. Crescendo. Of the Vaughan Williams, the Job. Have the extra musicians, please.
Now, the Boston Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Tor Johnson, has completed the rehearsal, or at least has momentarily switched from the rehearsal of the Mozart Haffner Symphony to the next work, which is one of the most important, I think, of the modern repertory. This is the music that Vaughan Williams wrote for the mask, or properly speaking, the ballet, Job. This ballet, which he was commissioned to write in 1930, is composed by the inspiration of the great engravings of William Blake on the subject of Job. They have a grandeur and an austerity which is exceptional in the entire annals of art. And Vaughan Williams has singularly matched, it seems to me, the spirit of these engravings with the technique of modern choreography and the concept of modern choreographic pantomime and staging in his score. The oldest composer of the important English writers of today, Williams has a singular simplicity himself of utterance, a singularly great grasp of the larger aspects of musical composition. And now we have the first of the pictures, the tone pictures from the ballet Job. And the scene is supposed to be Job and his family surrounded by his flocks, God and Satan contending together for the possession of his soul. And the picture of the scene before the great events of this biblical drama take place.
Before the first and second violins enter, I'd like to have much smoother, and not so much crescendo and cello, please. Everything much more sostenuto. No, sir, absolutely no crescendo. Just as smooth as we possibly can.
What?
Okay. Let's make that slight break which we made in the recapitulation. Just a slight feeling of separation between the two repeated Fs there in the change of the bow. Once again, still freer. Everybody less. Just barely touch it, basses and the pizzicato. After A on the third beat, all reads, when we have this triplet figure with six notes following, the first one, just a little tenuto, I believe that will clarify, ta-da-da, ta-da-da, each time in the triplets, we can use just a trifle more. Letter A. Violin, down,
less violins, less. Sounding harp, sounding. Down to nothing, less first. Good 40, everybody. Out first. Second violin right away. Less cello. Yes, horns on that section there, right at letter D. Much less. Just pianissimo. We have plenty of other color with it. Right at letter D, just pianissimo. Maybe the eighth a trifle longer, and then trail out right away, and then a break right after it. D on D. Bass clarinet, bass flute.
Now, in an instant, enter Satan on the scene.
That'll be long in three, and we'll come in with the same quality that the bass flute has just given us, at the same level, underneath the bass flute in that passage. Would you place after D, the second bar after D? Triple piano, the third bar after D. First clarinet, just a trifle more, please. You will work directly with the first horn in this passage. All right. Second after D. Diminuendo, diminuendo strings, diminuendo. Bass flute. Under the bass flute. Under the bass flute. Diminuendo, pianissimo on the attack. Long triplet. Before that last eighth note, pum pum. If you can draw back just a trifle for pum pum, the dramatic element of the score will be heightened if we follow that. Two bars before three bars before E. Let's do that with more crescendo on the lower notes each time as we go up. Three before E. One. Pum, pum. Watch. One. Pum pum. Pum pum. Sorry, cymbal. We must be certain that the top of the roll comes right with the entrance of the brass. Yes, sir. Three. Three bars before E. That's three before the entrance of the row. All right. Three will do it. Okay, here we go again. All right. One. Oh, oh. Trumpet, your 40 pianissimo was terrific. Can we have a little more in the trombones to match it? All right, the top was perfect, but we need just to balance it with the bottom. This time, please, two bars before the 3-2. Two bars. That's the entrance of the cymbal. All right. Letter E. Letter E. Rather than so much sforzando piano, let's try a little more forte piano, shall we? Forte piano. Bum. Rather than trying to split it quite so quickly. Bum. I'd like rather for a moment forte and then down. Okay. The same place. Two. Letter E. Right on the 3-2, just the brass, on the 3-2. Bomb is what we want. On just the brass, on the 3-2. Three. Once again, all right. A little more for it. Three. That'll do it as we lead into it. That'll do it now. That's about just about the balance we need. Two before the 3-2 or letter E. All right. Hold back, even. Shh. As pianissimo as possible reads. No crescendo, no crescendo, even no crescendo, no crescendo. Just your pianissimo level. Just as relaxed an articulation there as possible, particularly on the quarter notes. H, all right, very relaxed. H, one. Horns Jones, if you will give us the crescendo a little heavier than the reeds, that will carry us across in the transition there.
You are to understand that the musical scene here is the conflict between God and Satan for the soul of Job, something quite Faust-like in its principle. And then the scene of the flocks, the family of Job, a dance of the sons of God, a vision of the angels in heaven, and thus the completion of the first musical tableau of the Mass.
Get out the last note.
See? That's it, love.
Separate first. Thank you. E flat. Everything down. Everything down. Just disappear tonally. Quickly. Brass there, and violas at K, if you will sustain that half note just a little. Yat-ta-ta-ta, yat-ta-ta-ta. Really, right to the bar line, or if anything, a 16th leaning on the other side. Yum. Then the logic of the next entrance is clearer. Three bars before K. Three bars before K. Before the out-tempo will be subdivided, and we would like to just to project that tone right out into space. Those C-sharp, the D, C-sharp and the D, there first line, it's yum. And then there's a breath before we enter piano in the next bar. After K, please, on K, that was just right that time, that projecting over. Thank you so much. Second, right on K, all right? One.
This has been a most interesting rehearsal with the youthful Tor Johnson conducting the Boston Symphony in the equally youthful, in point of inspiration, music of the ballet suite to Job by Ralph Vaughan Williams.